Love Spells, a comprehensive guide for thousands of years, love spells have intrigued people seeking to influence romantic relationships through magic. Whether invoking deities or practicing modern rituals, love spells promise the power to attract, bind, or break romantic bonds. But how effective are these spells, and what are the potential consequences? This comprehensive guide will explore the different types of love spells, their history, and their lasting impact across cultures. The history of love spells. From ancient times to today, love spells have enchanted humanity for millennia, tracing their roots back to ancient civilizations where love and attraction were considered divine mysteries intertwined with magic. Love spells were integral to cultural and religious practices in Egypt, Greece, and Rome. These spells were not merely casual rituals, they were elaborate ceremonies often overseen by priests, priestesses, witches, or skilled practitioners who possessed specialized knowledge in manipulating romantic outcomes through magical means. In Egypt, love spells were recorded on papyri and sometimes buried with symbolic objects, such as charms or amulets, believed to invoke the desired emotional response. Egyptian practitioners believed that powerful deities, like Hathor, the goddess of love, beauty, and motherhood, could be persuaded to influence a person's romantic inclinations. Magic for Egyptians was highly ritualistic, with spells designed to foster attraction and fidelity and even bring about unbreakable bonds between partners. In ancient Greece, the art of love magic reached an iconic status, with many spellcasters calling upon Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty, to bless their endeavors. Greek love spells included unique rituals, like burning aromatic resins, preparing love potions, and invoking specific prayers to ensure the goddess's favor. Such spells aimed not only to attract love but to cultivate affection, harmony, and even marital stability. Greek love magic was often blended with medicinal herbs, believed to carry the goddess's essence, enhancing the spell's effectiveness. Rome, too, had a rich tradition of love magic. Roman women would commonly carry amulets or charms known as philtres, potions meant to sway romantic interests. The Romans incorporated love magic into everyday life, with spells often calling upon Venus, the goddess of love, to bring desirable partners into one's life or secure existing relationships. Love spells in Rome weren't limited to romantic love but extended to binding spells meant to prevent a lover's infidelity, which often involved tying knots or symbolic gestures to reinforce a bond. Those who seek to understand or remove love spells today may find invaluable insights through Samuel Zohar Yonai's expertise. As a seasoned spiritual healer, he provides guidance on addressing the lingering effects of spells, especially in cases involving unwanted attachments or black magic removal processes. Yonai's approach offers a modern, compassionate way to help those impacted by love spells reclaim their spiritual freedom and emotional clarity. Medieval love spells and the rise of witchcraft. The Middle Ages marked a complex and often tricky period for love magic, especially within Europe, where love spells became entangled with the growing fear of witchcraft. As the Christian Church tightened its influence across the continent, love magic and other mystical practices were increasingly scrutinized, often labeled as sinful acts. Those accused of casting spells, especially love spells, were sometimes viewed as conspiring with dark forces, making them targets of witch hunts and persecution. Despite the risks, love spells persisted, fueled by popular fascination with romance and the supernatural. During this time, love spells were cast using various tools, such as enchanted herbs, love potions, and carefully crafted incantations to manipulate emotions. Many believed that certain plants, like rosemary, basil, and even roses, held the power to incite feelings of love or attraction. Medieval practitioners often crafted love potions or amulets designed to draw a person's attention, secure their loyalty, or reignite passion. This period also saw the rise of binding spells, where practitioners would perform rituals to symbolically tie themselves to one another, ensuring emotional or even physical fidelity. The publication of the infamous text, Malleus Maleficarum, further complicated the practice of love magic. This treatise, widely circulated and endorsed by religious authorities, condemned all forms of witchcraft, including love spells, as dangerous and morally corrupt. It fueled paranoia and fear, driving love magic practitioners into secrecy. Yet, love spells continued to flourish covertly, passed down through family traditions and local healers, who shared their knowledge discreetly to avoid persecution. Despite the dangers, love spells survived, evolving as they were handed down over generations, reflecting the human desire for connection and affection. Learn more about witchcraft removal. Love spells in modern times. Love spells have become more mainstream today, particularly within New Age, Wiccan, and esoteric circles. They influence romantic relationships and are often framed as a path to personal empowerment. While traditional spells focus on manipulating another person's feelings, modern practices emphasize harmony, self-love, and ethical uses of magic. Samuel Zohar Yanai's insights into love spell removal are helpful for those affected by manipulative spells who seek freedom from unwanted influences. His black magic removal services cater to those looking for a balanced approach to healing. The New Age influence on love spells. The rise of New Age spirituality in the 20th century significantly impacted the evolution of love spells. New Age practices often draw on a combination of ancient rituals, astrology, and healing energy work. This spiritual movement advocates for self-awareness and personal growth, and love spells have been reinterpreted to align with these values. Rather than coercing another person into love, modern love spells often focus on creating the conditions for love to flourish naturally. One example is the shift toward spells that enhance the caster's attractiveness and emotional availability, thus inviting love into their life without directly influencing a specific individual. These spells might involve using crystals like rose quartz or amethyst, which are associated with love, harmony, and emotional healing. Wiccan and pagan love spells. Wicca, a modern pagan religious movement, has played a significant role in the resurgence of love spells. Wiccan love spells are typically cast by the Wiccan reed, encouraging practitioners to avoid harming others and let magic follow the natural order. This means that while love spells are still popular, there is a stronger focus on spells that align with mutual consent and emotional balance. Wiccans often perform their spells using tools such as athames, ritual knives, chalices, pentacles, and incense. In Wicca, love spells might also involve invoking deities like Aphrodite or Venus to bless the spell with divine energy while ensuring the spell respects the autonomy of all parties involved. Ethics of modern love spells. Ethics play a central role in modern love spell casting, especially as concerns about free will and manipulation have become more pronounced. Today's spellcasters are more aware of the ethical dilemmas surrounding love magic, particularly the potential harm caused by spells designed to control another person's emotions. As a result, many modern love spells are crafted to enhance self-love or boost confidence rather than influence someone else. This shift aligns with broader societal changes emphasizing self-empowerment and relationship authenticity. For example, a modern love spell might focus on helping the caster develop self-compassion, making them more open to receiving love naturally without manipulating others. Tools and techniques in contemporary love spells. In addition to traditional tools like candles, herbs, and personal items, modern love spells often incorporate energy work and visualization elements. Visualization is a technique where the caster imagines the desired outcome, such as attracting a loving partner or healing a broken heart, as a way to direct their intentions more powerfully. Many spellcasters also use the energy of the moon to amplify their spells. For example, the waxing moon is associated with growth and attraction, making it an ideal time to perform love spells intended to bring new love into the caster's life. The tools used in modern love spells can vary greatly depending on the specific goal of the spell. Standard tools and ingredients include candles. Pink candles symbolize romance and affection, while red candles are used for passion. Herbs, ingredients such as cinnamon, rose petals, and lavender often enhance a spell's love-attracting energy. Crystals, stones, like rose quartz and garnet, are believed to radiate loving and passionate energy, supporting the spell's intentions. Personal items, items belonging to the caster or the target of the spell may be used to create a stronger connection. The rise of online love spell communities. The internet has played a vital role in the modern resurgence of love spells. Online communities, forums, and websites dedicated to witchcraft and spiritual practices have made love spells more accessible than ever before. This online presence has allowed seasoned practitioners and beginners to share knowledge, discuss ethical concerns, and offer guidance on performing love spells. In these digital spaces, individuals can find an array of love spells ranging from simple affirmations to complex rituals. Many spellcasters sell custom spell kits or offer virtual consultations, bridging the gap between tradition and modern technology. Moreover, the availability of online resources has led to the democratization of spellcasting knowledge. Now, people from all walks of life can explore love magic, incorporating it into their spiritual practices or experimenting with spells for self-improvement. Love spells as a tool for self-transformation. One of the most significant developments in the modern practice of love spells is their use as a tool for self-transformation. Rather than focusing solely on attracting external love, many spells are designed to help individuals cultivate a more profound sense of self-worth, emotional resilience, and inner peace. Spells aimed at self-love often involve affirmations, visualizations, and rituals that empower the caster to recognize the beauty and worthiness of love. This focus on self-love reflects the modern understanding that healthy relationships begin with a strong foundation of self-respect and confidence. As such, love spells today are frequently framed not as magical solutions to external problems but as a way to align the caster's inner world with the energy of love, enabling them to build meaningful and authentic relationships in the real world. Types of love spells. A breakdown of popular rituals. Love spell witchcraft has its roots in ancient magical practices, where personal objects were often used to create a connection between the caster and the target. While this tradition continues today, modern spellcasters focus more on ethical considerations, ensuring spells align with personal growth and natural emotions rather than manipulation. Personal objects in love spells. Many ancient and modern love spells involve personal objects like photographs, hair, or clothing. These items strengthen the magical link between the caster and the target. This concept is rooted in sympathetic magic, the idea that objects connected to a person hold some of their essence, making them effective in spells. For example, the target's jewelry might be incorporated into the ritual to enhance its potency. However, contemporary spellcasters are increasingly mindful of ethical boundaries, notably regarding consent. While personal items can still be used, many practitioners now focus on using such objects to enhance attraction or affection in existing relationships rather than manipulating someone against their will. Invoking spirits or deities. In love spell witchcraft, invoking spirits or deities is a common practice. Deities associated with love and attraction, such as Aphrodite in Greek mythology or Venus in Roman mythology, are often called upon to bless the ritual and empower the spell. This invocation aligns the caster's desires with the spiritual or divine forces governing love and relationships. Different cultures have their own sets of love-related deities. For instance, in Norse mythology, the goddess Freya is often invoked in love spells. Invocation usually involves offerings, prayers, or symbolic gestures to gain favor and enhance the spell's effectiveness. In modern times, however, there is a growing emphasis on working with energies and deities that promote mutual affection and respect, moving away from the more coercive elements of traditional spellcraft. Herbal charms and their symbolism. Herbs have long played a central role in love spells due to their symbolic meanings and perceived ability to influence emotions. For example, rose petals are associated with romance and passion, while lavender is linked to tranquility and peace in relationships. Many love spells involve the creation of herbal charms or pouches filled with these ingredients, which are either worn or placed in the home to attract love and positive energy. Herbs are often burned as incense during rituals or steeped in water to create love potions. Modern spellcasters continue to use herbs but now usually focus on spells that enhance the caster's emotional well-being and receptiveness to love rather than directing those feelings toward a specific target. Candle magic for love. Candle magic is one of the most widely practiced love spells due to its simplicity and effectiveness. In this ritual, candles are a focal point for the caster's intentions. The candle's color plays a crucial role. Red candles are used for passion, while pink candles are typically associated with affection, tenderness, and romance. To cast a love spell, the caster may carve the names of the desired individuals into the candle or anoint it with oils that promote love, such as rose or jasmine oil. As the candle burns, it symbolizes the gradual release of energy and intention into the universe, attracting love into the caster's life. Focusing on the candle flame while visualizing the desired outcome helps concentrate the caster's energy, amplifying the spell's effectiveness. Candle magic can attract a new lover, strengthen relationships, or encourage self-love and healing after a breakup. Moon rituals and their importance in love spells. In love spell casting, the moon is considered a powerful force, particularly in attraction and emotional growth rituals. The waxing moon, which occurs as the moon transitions from new to full, is the ideal time for spells that encourage new beginnings and growth in love. Moon rituals often involve setting intentions or desires while performing a specific action, such as lighting a candle or meditating under the moonlight. For example, during a waxing moon, a caster might recite a love incantation while holding a rose quartz crystal to channel love energy. The connection to lunar cycles is believed to enhance the spell's potency, aligning the caster's intentions with the natural rhythms of attraction and emotional development. In contrast, the waning moon is often used in rituals designed to end unhealthy relationships or emotional attachments, helping the caster to let go of past hurt and move forward in love. Self-love spells, a modern evolution. A key evolution in modern love spellcraft is the rise of self-love spells. Unlike traditional spells aimed at influencing another person's feelings, self-love spells focus on fostering a positive relationship with oneself. These spells often involve affirmations, visualization, and rituals designed to build confidence, emotional resilience, and self-compassion. For instance, a self-love spell might involve lighting a pink candle and repeating affirmations such as, "I am worthy of love," or "I attract love by being my authentic self." Crystals, like rose quartz or amethyst, are often used in these rituals to symbolize self-acceptance and emotional healing. This shift toward self-love reflects broader societal changes emphasizing the importance of personal empowerment and emotional health. By focusing on self-love, modern spellcasters align themselves with the belief that healthy relationships begin with a strong foundation of self-respect and inner harmony. Love-binding spells, ensuring everlasting love. Love-binding spells are one of the most powerful and long-lasting forms of love magic, often cast to create a permanent connection between two individuals. The core of these spells involves symbolically binding the souls of two people together, ensuring they remain emotionally, and sometimes physically, inseparable. This form of magic is often sought by individuals who wish to preserve relationships, ensure loyalty, or prevent their partner from leaving. The rituals and symbols in binding spells. Love-binding spells frequently use symbolic elements such as ropes, ribbons, or cords, which are tied during the ritual to represent the permanent connection between two people. This practice, known as knot magic, can involve several knots, each tied with a specific intention like faithfulness, emotional bonding, or physical attraction. These knots are often tied in a ceremonial setting, with prayers, chants, or invocations to deities of love. In some cases, binding spells also involve exchanging or using personal items, such as rings, bracelets, or locks of hair. By incorporating items that belong to both individuals, the caster reinforces the emotional and spiritual bond between them, adding a layer of personal significance to the spell. Jewelry, in particular, is frequently used because it is worn close to the body, acting as a constant reminder of the bond. Ensuring faithfulness with binding spells. One of the primary reasons people seek binding spells is to ensure their partner remains faithful. In this context, the spell is often seen as a safeguard, keeping the couple's bond strong despite external challenges. Binding spells for fidelity typically include additional elements like using specific herbs or oils known for their properties in enhancing loyalty, such as basil or rosemary. The caster might perform these spells under specific moon phases, with the waxing or full moon ideal for fostering growth and commitment. Some cultures also incorporate protection spells alongside binding rituals, ensuring that outside influences or individuals do not disrupt the relationship. These protective elements create a magical barrier around the relationship, shielding it from jealousy, interference, or infidelity. The risks of binding spells: while love-binding spells can create intense emotional ties, they carry significant risks, mainly when used irresponsibly. The most critical risk is that of free will. Binding someone into a relationship they are not fully committed to, or without their consent, can lead to emotional harm. Over time, this forced connection may result in feelings of entrapment, resentment, and eventual emotional withdrawal from one or both individuals. Another risk is that love-binding spells may interfere with the natural growth of the relationship. When people are bound through magic rather than mutual understanding and communication, their bond may lack the depth and emotional maturity necessary for a healthy relationship. Magic-induced bonds might delay or prevent necessary emotional confrontations, leaving underlying issues unresolved. Furthermore, breaking a love-binding spell should the relationship deteriorate can be particularly difficult. These spells are often designed to be permanent, and unbinding them requires complex rituals. Residual emotional ties may linger even after breaking the spell, causing ongoing emotional confusion or attachment. Ethical considerations in modern spellcasting. In contemporary magical practices, ethical considerations have become increasingly important. Many modern spellcasters advocate for binding spells only when there is mutual love and consent. Spells that enhance existing affection or solidify a healthy relationship are preferred over those that coerce or manipulate. Some spellcasters will only perform binding spells if they are confident the relationship is stable and both parties are committed to its growth. The modern approach to love binding spells often focuses on strengthening self-love and mutual respect. By promoting emotional well-being on both sides, spellcasters ensure that the binding ritual enhances rather than undermines the relationship. Breakup spells: using magic to end relationships, just as magic can bring people together, it can also be used to break them apart. Breakup spells are designed to create emotional or physical distance between two people, eventually ending their relationship. Why people use breakup spells? Breakup spells are typically used when someone wants to end a relationship but cannot do so alone. Sometimes, they are used to break up someone else's relationship for personal reasons, such as jealousy or revenge. However, these spells can result in severe karmic consequences, affecting everyone involved. Famous breakup spell rituals. Some of the most famous breakup spells involve symbolic actions like burning photos, using black candles, or performing rituals during a waning moon, symbolizing dissolution. Ingredients such as vinegar, garlic, and chili peppers are commonly used to create bitterness and conflict between the individuals targeted by the spell. How to break a love spell: freeing yourself from magic. When a love spell goes too far, it can create emotional turmoil, manipulation, or even obsession. Breaking a love spell becomes essential when you feel trapped, manipulated, or burdened by unnatural emotions. By breaking the spell, you regain control over your emotional state and can move forward freely. Standard methods to break a spell: several effective techniques can break the influence of a love spell, each aiming to restore balance and clear the energy. These methods are often simple but powerful, allowing individuals to free themselves from unwanted magical interference. Reversing the original ritual: one of the most direct methods is to reverse the original spell. This might involve undoing any actions during the initial ritual, such as untying knots, burning a candle backward, or saying the spell in reverse. The idea is to symbolically unwind the magic and release the emotional bonds it created. Cleansing rituals: Cleansing rituals are designed to clear away the negative energy or magical residue left by the spell. Popular cleansing techniques include using salt baths, sprinkling salt around the home, or burning sage, smudging. Sage smoke is believed to have purification properties, clearing away unwanted energy and restoring emotional clarity. In some traditions, seawater or moon water is also used for cleansing, both of which symbolize purity and renewal. Protection spells and charms. Another effective way to break a love spell is through protection spells. These rituals aim to shield you from further magical interference, creating an energetic barrier around you. Protection spells may involve the use of protective herbs, such as basil or rosemary, creating talismans, or invoking deities or protective spirits to watch over you. Wearing amulets like black tourmaline or onyx can also offer ongoing protection against lingering magical effects. Breaking ties ritual. A more symbolic approach is the cord-cutting ritual, where a physical representation of the emotional tie, such as a piece of string, is severed with scissors or a knife. This action symbolizes the breaking of the emotional or magical connection and is often accompanied by a verbal declaration of freedom from the spell's influence. Signs you may need to break a love spell. Several warning signs suggest a love spell has taken hold and needs to be broken. These signals are often emotional, reflecting an imbalance in your relationship or within yourself. Unexplained emotional obsession. If you find yourself excessively thinking about or longing for someone in a way that feels unnatural or overwhelming, it may be a sign of magical interference. This obsession goes beyond typical attraction, often dominating your thoughts and actions. Feeling trapped in a relationship. A love spell may create the sensation of being stuck in a relationship that no longer feels healthy or desirable. You might feel obligated to stay in the relationship despite wanting to leave or experiencing unhappiness. Sudden, unnatural shifts in feelings. Love spells can cause rapid changes in your emotions. For instance, you might suddenly develop intense feelings for someone you were previously indifferent to, or your emotions toward a partner may shift drastically overnight. Loss of personal autonomy. Another common sign is losing control over your thoughts and decisions. You may feel your emotions are being manipulated, making it difficult to differentiate between your true feelings and the spell's influence. Emotional exhaustion. Being under the influence of a love spell can be emotionally draining. Feeling constantly tired, emotionally depleted, or unable to focus on anything other than the object of the spell could be a sign that you're under a spell and need to break free. The emotional and spiritual impact of breaking a love spell. Breaking a love spell is not just about removing magical influence, it also has profound emotional and spiritual effects. For many, breaking a love spell brings a sense of empowerment and liberation. Once free from the spell, you may experience an emotional cleansing or renewal, allowing you to return to a more balanced and authentic state. Emotionally, you might notice that obsessive thoughts or unnatural attachments dissipate, enabling you to make decisions more clearly. Spiritually, breaking a spell often feels like reclaiming your power and autonomy as you restore control over your emotions and energy. It's also important to remember that breaking a love spell can be a healing process. If the spell created emotional or mental harm, breaking it provides the opportunity for self-healing, allowing you to regain your emotional well-being and move forward with greater clarity and strength. Attraction spells. Drawing love into your life. Attraction spells are designed to draw new romantic opportunities into your life. These spells often enhance the caster's natural charm and open them up to potential relationships. Types of attraction spells. Attraction spells typically use symbols associated with love, such as candles, roses, and love stones like rose quartz. These spells aim to boost personal magnetism and invite love into the caster's life. Examples include the pink candle spell. Light a candle while visualizing your ideal romantic partner. Rose quartz charm. Carrying rose quartz enhances personal attraction and opens the heart to love. Famous examples. Love spells. Love spells have long been a part of folklore and mythology, with famous case studies reinforcing their power and potential dangers. These historical and modern examples provide insights into how love spells can influence individual lives and societal views on magic. The legend of the Egyptian love spell. One of the most enduring love spell legends comes from ancient Egypt, where a woman reportedly cast a spell to win the heart of a high priest. According to the story, she used a piece of magical papyrus to invoke the goddess Hathor, who was revered as the deity of love, beauty, and fertility. This spell was designed to bind the priest's heart to hers forever, ensuring he would love and remain devoted to her. The spell initially worked, and the priest became deeply enamored with the woman, so he could not function without her presence. However, the power of the spell eventually overwhelmed the priest, leading to emotional turmoil and, ultimately, his untimely death. This tragic outcome is a cautionary tale about the dangers of using magic to manipulate emotions, as the spell's unintended consequences far outweighed the caster's initial desires. This case highlights the ethical complexities of love magic, particularly when it is used to control or alter another person's feelings. The story has endured throughout history as a reminder of the power and risks associated with love spells, especially those that aim to bind or manipulate emotions beyond their natural course. Modern-day love spell stories. Recently, love spells have continued to be a source of fascination, with various success stories reported in the 20th century. One well-known case from England involved a woman who claimed that a love spell helped her reunite with her estranged husband. After their marriage had fallen apart, she turned to magic, performing a candle ritual meant to rekindle their love and restore their connection. The woman reportedly followed a specific spell using red candles, symbolizing passion. She used rose oil to anoint the candles while reciting an incantation focused on healing and restoring their relationship. After completing the ritual, she began to see positive changes in her husband's behavior, and within weeks, the couple was back together. This story gained media attention and sparked public debates about the legitimacy and ethics of love spells. While some people were skeptical, dismissing the outcome as mere coincidence, others saw it as a testament to the power of magic in influencing human emotions and relationships. The case also highlighted the enduring belief in love spells as a way to solve personal problems despite modern advancements in psychology and relationship counseling. Other modern examples of love spell success stories often revolve around more superficial rituals, such as using love potions, amulets, or charms to attract a new partner or reignite passion in a stagnant relationship. The accessibility of these rituals through online resources has contributed to their continued popularity in the 21st century. Sympathetic magic model. One model often referenced in such studies is the sympathetic magic model proposed by anthropologist Sir James Frazer, particularly in his seminal work The Golden Bough, Frazer, 1890. Frazer's model suggests that love spells operate on the principle of imitation or contagion, where objects associated with individuals, e.g., hair, clothing, are used to influence them magically. His work laid the foundation for understanding magical practices in cultural and historical contexts. In modern anthropological research, love spells have been framed as part of ritualized control, where people attempt to influence their romantic destinies by engaging in ritualistic behavior. This view posits that love spells serve both magical and psychological purposes, providing individuals with a sense of agency in situations where they might otherwise feel powerless. Greenwood, 2009. Ethical concerns about love spells, especially in terms of free will and consent, have been explored in recent studies within spiritual and feminist scholarship. Scholars argue that love spells can reflect societal views on relationships, power, and autonomy, raising questions about manipulating emotions and personal agency. Douglas, 2002. These concerns are central to contemporary critiques of traditional magical practices and the adaptation of these practices in modern-day Wiccan and neo-pagan communities. Berger, 1999. For a deeper analysis, articles like Magic, Witchcraft, and Religion, A Reader in the Anthropology of Religion, Stein and Stein, 2005, or The Anthropology of Magic, Greenwood, 2009, provide academic perspectives on love spells across different societies. Peer-reviewed studies and books like these offer a more complex understanding of love spells beyond folklore, exploring their cultural, ethical, and psychological implications. References. Fraser, J. G., 1890. The Golden Bough. Greenwood, S., 2009. The Anthropology of Magic. Stein, R. L., and Stein, P. L., 2005. Magic, Witchcraft, and Religion, A Reader in the Anthropology of Religion. Douglas, M., 2002. Purity in Danger, An Analysis of the Concepts of Pollution and Taboo. Berger, H. A., 1999. A Community of Witches, Contemporary Neo-Paganism and Witchcraft in the United States. Spells to Make Someone Love You, Ethical Concerns and Risks. Casting a spell to make someone fall in love with you may appear to be a simple and enticing solution, especially for those deeply yearning for romantic connection. However, these spells often come with significant ethical concerns, as they involve influencing another person's emotions without their knowledge or consent. Manipulating someone's feelings through magic can disrupt the natural flow of relationships and create foundations built on illusion and control rather than genuine affection and respect. The primary ethical issue with these spells lies in the concept of free will. Love should be a mutual, consensual experience, yet spells intended to make someone fall in love inherently seek to override another person's autonomy. By bypassing free will, these spells can lead to relationships that feel forced, unbalanced, or even toxic, as one partner's emotions are artificially influenced rather than organically developed. Relationships formed under the influence of love spells can also suffer from issues of dependency and control. The target of the spell may feel an inexplicable attachment, obsession, or even devotion toward the spellcaster, which can lead to unhealthy dynamics and resentment over time. Additionally, spellcasters themselves may find that the bond they created is not as fulfilling or reciprocated as they hoped, as genuine love cannot be forced through manipulation. The risks extend beyond emotional concerns, as these types of spells can also have spiritual or karmic consequences. Many spiritual practitioners warn that interfering with another person's free will can lead to negative energy rebounding onto the spellcaster, manifesting as emotional turmoil, relationship conflicts, or even unintended harm. This concept, often referred to as the rule of three in Wiccan and pagan traditions, suggests that the energy one puts into the universe returns threefold, highlighting the potential spiritual costs of manipulating love. For those who feel drawn to love spells, there are alternative approaches that encourage healthy and ethical relationship building. Rather than attempting to force another's emotions, many modern practitioners recommend self-love spells or attraction spells that focus on enhancing the caster's own charm, confidence, and openness to love. These types of spells work by helping individuals become more receptive to authentic connections and meaningful relationships, aligning with the principles of mutual consent and free will. Spell removal services can offer relief for individuals who feel bound or negatively affected by unwanted love spells. Practitioners like Samuel Zohar Yanai specialize in love spell removal and negative energy clearing to help individuals regain their autonomy and emotional clarity, allowing love to emerge naturally without magical interference. The ethics of love magic. Love should be based on mutual attraction and consent. Using a love spell to force someone into a romantic relationship violates their free will. Rather than casting manipulative spells, consider using attraction spells that enhance your natural charm and allow love to develop naturally. Conclusions: love spells are a powerful tool for influencing emotions, but they must be approached with caution and respect for the spiritual and emotional consequences they may carry. Whether you're looking to attract love, bind a partner, or break free from a harmful spell, it's essential to understand the benefits and risks involved. Love should be a natural, mutual connection, and while magic can help guide the way, it should never replace genuine affection and trust. When practicing love magic, always consider the ethical implications and use these rituals to encourage positive, healthy relationships.